Hey guys, it's the Moral Marriage Podcast where we are bringing it to you real. The lessons we've learned, the pain we've been through, and we want to be as authentic and as transparent as possible because, well, if you didn't hear the episode of my narcissistic relapse, because guys, you can't solve problems if people are presenting fake shit. And so one of the problems that we see all the time that I want to get into today, I also personally experienced, was the rug just got pulled. That's the line that I use. Many men say it a different way. Do women feel like this happened too? Men check out?
Not really.
Not in your program. So we're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man and she thanked me for it.
It's that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage. Here's the thing. I can't tell you. It's pretty much every single guy. Man, you think you're invincible. You think she won't leave because money is an issue. You think that, oh, she's going to push through. We committed to each other. You tell yourself whatever lie you want to tell yourself to empower yourself to believe she won't coast. She won't leave. She won't just lay there and perform what we call job sex. Check it off the to-do list. That life won't end. You think the family will stay together because the kids are glue. You are wrong. You're absolutely wrong. I don't know what's going to happen in your marriage. I don't think Catherine would have divorced me ever. Wait. She might think she never would have, but how long can people really coast? How long? You know, maybe it's going to be when the kids move out. Maybe it's not going to be because you just can't make it the next 10 years. What do you think about this, babe?
I think there's so many different sides to this because you're right. I didn't want to leave you. I didn't want to get to that point where we had to get a divorce, but that's the point that I was at. So this episode, the rug just got pulled. For you, it was when, because you didn't think I would ever make that move. And I was at the point where it was rock bottom for me. It's do or die. We need to make a change. We're going to get divorced if we can't fix this. And you were like, I didn't realize things were that bad.
That's right.
Because I was coasting. I was sweeping everything under the rug. I didn't want any extra conflict. I didn't want to even have conversations that were hard. I didn't have that safe space. And if it didn't get fixed, I was gone. And he felt like the rug got pulled because he had no idea where I was in the marriage.
That's right. I want to point out something that she highlighted. Rock bottom. It's the rest of the title today. And it's really important to understand. Rock bottom does one of two things. Rock bottom will either let you spiral more out of control. Okay, let's take the drug addict, okay, or alcoholic, who continues down that path. They can't cope. So, oh my gosh, it's terrible. And so they say, I'm not going to drink. And then things start to feel better or level, but you can't deal with the stress, the anxiety, the fear of failure, whatever. And so you drink or take the drugs again. Okay. But rock bottom can also be a glorious freaking thing.
Okay. Often.
It can be, it's why every guy gets on a call with me. You've hit your rock bottom. You realize life is going to end or you are done coasting. Okay. And I think we've experienced both in our marriage many, many times over in those years. And I just want to encourage you all that you get to choose. You get to choose, is now the time I'm going to move forward? And here's why this choice is so powerful. Because if you choose to move forward and your partner is already done, they've already hit their rock bottom, it's do or die, like Catherine just said. Chances are when the rug got pulled out, no matter what they say, we all know what you're supposed to say. Right? Chances are they're going to allow you to make the choice and do what you're supposed to do. Right? You know, if I didn't get my poop together, you know, you were saying you'll stay. You know, I'm not attracted. I'm not in love. I'm settling. I'm here to honor my, here's the part where I almost missed it. I'm only here to honor my commitment and my oath under God. Okay. So you were coasting for the few years and I guess not even coasting, treading water for many years, right? And then we got to this coasting stage. But how long, guys? I just can't stress this enough. Every single man in my program, except for the ones that are like, well, life is good. We're kind of like roommates. We just don't have intimacy. That's its own version of rock bottom.
That's like, life is good. Is you need to remove that from the sentence. If you're saying life is good, we're just like roommates. We don't have intimacy. Life is not good.
That's right.
Not actually marriage.
That's right. So I think that you need to understand that you're just maybe not letting the rug get pulled. You're not paying attention to the fact that it's been pulled. How many guys are listening to this that think, you know, well, she just says this is never gonna last. I don't know how long till you go back to the old behavior. You know, I'm not gonna fall for this again. You're invading my space. I just need to take space for myself. Why don't you, you know, go live in the other room? Why don't we take a little break? You know, like all of these things, there's a reason that they're said on every single call. It's because every single one of you have heard them. And your wife has said the things like, I've already told you. I've already been through this. And by the time that your wife is telling you these things and you're like, why? I don't understand. Catherine, you couldn't even tell me what was going on anymore. You just knew I was repulsive to you. You couldn't even really tell me why anymore. Cause it was like,
I didn't even know what I was going through at that point. I had been coasting. You said treading water. So I was barely surviving for a large part of our marriage. And then when I started to survive the treading water stage, I didn't want to do anything to cause it to go back to drowning.
That's right.
And so this whole idea of coasting is you're getting through it with as little as possible. So there's no conflict. There's also no intimacy. Maybe you're good roommates, but you're not actually good husband and wife because you're not even emotionally intimate. And one of the things that you said was when you're talking about rock bottom, and I said, I'm not attracted to you. I'm not in love with you. I'm honoring our marriage and what I believe is the oath I made under God. But I said, if we can't fix it, then it's done. And so oftentimes when you get this rock bottom conversation, your wife or husband isn't actually done yet. They're saying, this is it for me. And they're getting ready to make a move. That's when I was getting ready to make a move to divorce. I was settling into the fact that we were going to have shared custody of our children, which that was my motivating factor. At the time, he wasn't my motivating factor. Flash forward to this stage in our life, I said, it's a good thing we got our hoop together, as he likes to say, because now I might gladly give up 50% custody of my sweet children. They're not actually sweet all the time anymore.
Good thing I'm such a good husband, or else otherwise we'd be okay.
Ooh, yeah.
There's a whole other
just kidding. Just kidding, sort of. But you know what I mean. You guys, that you
it moms, can be, dads, it can be tough with
you guys. Get yeah, the joke. Yeah, you yeah. get the joke. But this whole rock bottom idea, I still was willing to give it one more shot. It was going to be done, but when you get the rug pulled out from under you and you are so surprised, I can't believe my wife feels this way. My husband feels this way. I thought things were better. Remember that when you have that conversation, there's usually one chance left. That's why I called it do or die. And he said that earlier, because that's what it is. You either need to make steps forward, grow, and start to fix the things that you've been, that rug that got pulled, there's a lot of stuff under there. Okay. You swept a lot of stuff under there. So you need to recognize that this is another chance.
Here's the thing. Like, that's so common. I'm so glad you brought that up. Everybody thinks, oh my gosh, it's over. And in that moment, your anxiety, your insecurities, your fear, the emotions that rule your decision is what causes you to either beg, plead, apologize. And I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't have a healthy conversation. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have repairs with apologies. Or typically, what do? We protect ourselves and we will lash out and then maybe go back to begging, pleading, and apologizing again. And your rock bottom move is already undermined and you've got even more work. It's kind of like the person who wants to lose a bunch of weight. And you're like, okay, well, I'm starting on Monday. So I'm going to go to town. I'm going to go to McDonald's. I'm going to go to the liquor store. I'm going to go get some candy at the gas station. And you gain 10 pounds before you get started. Don't be that fucking guy or girl. Just don't. Just say, okay, take it in, reflect, and be the person that chooses to go get more. You know, and along the way, you guys, there's going to be so much pain that you have to overcome. You're going to feel like you're at the rock bottom many times. You know, we even had a role reversal at one point where I said to you, like, I need you to do some work here.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't deliver this correctly, not the way that I teach men now. I mean, I complained about you being negative at some points. Sometimes I'd be like, you have everything you want. I did a lot of things I tell you guys not to do. Okay. Is this not, I'm pretty sure I said this. Is this not the fucking life you wanted? Like, I did not deliver this
with
message.
That delivery. Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted, honey. You nailed it.
Yeah. So you got to understand. I understand rock bottom better than freaking anybody.
But to your point there was a role reversal where I then became more of the antagonist, I became the person that pushed the boundaries, that lashed back out. And this was also back when I did not have control over my own emotions. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to respond. I really thought, I don't even know what I thought. I think there was a lack of thought, just the whole lot of rocks rolling around in my head, to be quite honest. Because if you think, if I reflect on it now, of course I'm not going to get what I need by giving him the same treatment that he gave me. But I had so much pent up and built up bitterness, anger, resentment, hostility, hatred. I had all of those things built up in me. And so when he finally kind of took a step back to reflect on himself, I was ready with daggers. So we would also encourage you not to do that. We've had multiple, we've had a lot of different types of rock bottom, but the rock bottom that I think meant the most to us, where we actually made the change, was the one that he's referring to, where the rug got pulled. We get to the point where there's not a whole lot of conflict. Everybody's just coasting. Mm-hmm. He thought we were good. I wasn't telling anybody, him, what I needed. And then when I told him that this isn't good, rug gets pulled, and now we're forced into growth. And that is, for me, that was our biggest turning point in our marriage.
Yeah, and before we end this, I want to touch on that because it's so important for you to understand, okay? So, you know, you posted something on my TikTok very early on, and it went viral, and every man was so upset. And it was per me. I got her to post it for me. But it was basically, so I told him I was not attracted, I was not allowed, I was settling. But and then that turned into another video, which was like, and I didn't even know why. And men were furious. But hold on, rewind to that day when I was making a move and she rejected me, said, I don't want to. And I got mad and I was like, oh, I want to use this thing. By the time that rug got pulled out, that's when she sat me down and said, I'm not attracted, not allowed, I'm settling. You were gentle when you delivered the message. And it infuriated me. You wasted all my time. You've done all these things that we're telling you not to do right now, okay? What you don't understand is, in the reflection, that's when I clicked and I realized, if she doesn't want me, then I must be the problem. Because who's more desirable? If she doesn't want me and I want her, you guys can probably do this without a calculator, okay? So, like, I want to encourage you that rock bottom can be a dangerous place. It's really easy to go down some of the mistakes that we made where we get into protecting ourselves. I call it safe reaction in my program. I want to give you this before we go. We just did our free momentum. Moral Momentum is on the app, moralmarriage.com/app, and you can join Moral Momentum for free right now. And we just talked about this, where if you have your goal in mind, somebody mentioned, I want to read a book a month. Okay, you're listening to our podcast. Great, that would fall into this category. You know, don't get bogged down reading books, taking court. Just focus on what you can do to move forward towards the goal. And if you're feeling a lot of the negative reactions with rock bottom, focus on your emotional response, understanding what you're truly feeling and how to reflect deeply within. Because the moment that we started doing that, we stopped having these drastically low rock bottoms and started to move forward. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Agreed, 100%.
All right, guys, we'll see you next time.
Bye.